From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Democrats and two independents made up the 60 votes Monday to limit debate on health care legislation. Republicans denounced last-minute deals and concessions that made it possible. Speaking on American Urban Radio Network, President Obama said the bill will make a tremendous difference to minorities, as well as uninsured Americans as a whole.
I think people need to understand just how significant this is. We've got 30 million people who are going to get health insurance because of this bill. And disproportionately, they will be African-American as well as Latino.
Mr. Obama said he was up early Monday morning watching the Senate's test vote on health care. Two more votes are set for Tuesday, with lawmakers pushing for a final vote before Christmas. The Transportation Department is enacting a rule designed to spare airline passengers from long delays on the tarmac. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The rule comes in response to a number of well-publicized incidents where passengers were stuck on grounded planes for as long as 9 hours, sometimes without food or working lavatories. Under the new rules, flight crews have to allow passengers to get off of planes after a 3-hour delay. They also have to start providing food and drinks after 2 hours. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says airlines often add to the frustration of delays by giving passengers inaccurate information.
I've been on enough flights. I've heard those excuses. Oh, 5 more minutes. 5 minutes turns into 50 minutes. 50 minutes turns into 5 hours, and people are sick of it.
The airline industry warns the rule will have unintended effects. It says airlines will be forced to cancel more flights entirely. The rule is scheduled to take effect this spring. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve is likely to keep interest rates at record lows for a good while longer, according to a senior Fed official. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details.
For the past year, the Fed has held the key federal funds rate near zero, and the Fed's policy-making Federal Open Market Committee said as recently as last week it expects to keep that overnight money market rate exceptionally low for an extended period. As economic and financial conditions have improved, speculation has mounted that the Fed will begin raising rates. But Chicago Federal Reserve Bank President Charles Evans, a voting member of the FOMC, told CNBC the extended period is likely to last for another 3 or 4 meetings. That would mean the Fed will delay rate hikes until late April at the earliest, or perhaps late June. The Fed has said the timing of rate hikes will depend on such things as unemployment, inflation, and inflation expectations. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 85 points to close at 10,414. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 26 points to close at 2,337. You're listening to NPR News. General Motors has hired a new chief financial officer. Christopher Liddell is currently CFO of Microsoft Corporation, where he recently led cost-cutting efforts. Liddell is to start in January. GM's former CFO and chief executive Fritz Henderson was dismissed by the automaker's board earlier this month. Since then, the new chief executive, Ed Whitaker, has shaken up GM's top management. A leaked United Nations report says Guinea's military leader and other junta members should be charged with crimes against humanity. The report says they bear direct criminal responsibility for the killings of scores of opposition protesters in September. NPR's Ophelia Quistarkton has the story.
A team of UN investigators described the September 28th military crackdown on civilians in Guinea's capital Conakry as a widespread and systematic attack. The UN probe confirmed that 156 people were killed or missing and 109 women had been subjected to public rape and other forms of sexual violence. The report concluded that the massacre and sexual assaults could qualify as crimes against humanity. It blamed the violence on Guinea's military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, and others who seized power in a coup a year ago. The leaked report recommends that the International Criminal Court take action against the leaders, including the wounded Camara, who survived an assassination attempt earlier this month. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials up 85 points, the Nasdaq rose 26, and the S&P 500 was up 11. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.